It's classroom time for all you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations. Time for a rebroadcast of the College of Musical Knowledge. And here's the old professor himself, K. Kaiser.
Folks, hiya! You're a chipper, Skipper. Well, that's fine, because tonight, Dylan, the old college has steamed right into the Navy Small Craft Training Center near glamorous Long Beach. Say, you know, out here they have a good big high fence all around this place, so they call it NOB, the Naval Operating Base. Yes, NOB. That means no opportunity to blow. But I must admit that this base here, the Captain and all, they really build men. Ah, they build men with the muscles of Johnny Weissmuller, the sincerity of Spencer Tracy, the polish, the suavité of Adolph Marjoux, and the intentions of the Big Bad Wolf. Oh, yes, but what a thrill it was to see all the sub chasers here. The Long Beach girls say they don't know where the subs are, but they sure met all the chasers. This morning the captain let me go out on a minesweeper. I held a broom. Yeah, and on this minesweeper, a boot who was aboard, he found a mine, and he didn't know what to do with it. A pal said to him, said, "Listen, boot, handle that mine just like a basketball. But if you want to hear reveille tomorrow morning, don't dribble it." Well, you know, it's really very, very interesting, the waterfront down here. You should see that waterfront cafe that's called the Sponge Room.
The Sponge Room?
Sure, haven't you heard of the Sponge Room? Just dial Salmon, 4-5, and ask for Minnie. If a bass answers, hang up. Ah, yes, but while we're speaking of mines, you know, there's really not a great deal of difference between a land mine or sea mine and a wave I met down here.
No difference between a landmine, a sea mine, and a wave?
Why, certainly not, Bill. When you step on a landmine, it goes boom. When you step on a sea mine, it goes bang.
What about the wave?
Well, when you step out with her, you go boing.
Beth, stop shooting the breeze. These sailors want to put the squeeze on that $115 in war bond prizes.
Well, all right, Dean, I'll stop the shakedown, because it is time for a hoedown, so come on, chillin'. Yes, Dan. Sally Mason, Diane, Georgia, Harry, Clyde, and Max. Turn it on, Sally.
Oh, I'm packing my grips, and I'm leaving today, because I'm taking that trip, a California away.
I'm gonna settle down and never more roam,
and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, and I'll be making new friends. Out where the west begins and that sunset ends.
'Cause I've decided where yours truly should be.
And it's the San Fernando Valley for me.
I think that I'm safe in stating. She will be waiting when my lonely journey is done.
Kindly old Reverend Thomas, yes, he made us a promise. He will make the two of us one.
So he's hitting the trail.
Oh, yes, I'm hitting that trail.
To Chicago
Country. Ooh, yippee-yay.
You can forward his mail.
You better give me that mail.
Carol R.F.D.
Oh, I'm going going to sit right down and never, never, never more roam.
And make the San Fernando Valley,
make that San Fernando Valley my home.
Valley home.
It's time for the first round cruise.
Then it's about time that bugle blew.
Ish K. Bibble's Nature Notes.
Oh, fine. Well, what's nature note number one?
A nature note in regards to an insect called a doodlebug.
Oh, fine. Proceed.
Now, the doodlebug is something that nobody knows and don't give a darn if they don't know what it is. And I don't know what it is either. So I've read an essay on a doodlebug and called it Essay entitled The Doodlebug.
Well, that's very interesting. What's the essay about, Ish?
The Doodlebug.
No kidding.
Chapter 1, The Doodlebug.
Thanks.
Now, the doodlebug is different from the jitterbug.
Yes.
Jitterbugs jitter, but I don't know if a doodlebug's doodle or don'tle.
Very enlightening. Continue.
Now, the doodlebug lives in a hole in the ground, and the only way you can catch one is to yank it out of its hole. That's where the song came from.
What song?
Yank-a-doodle.
Get out!
Let's get the exam underway.
All right, the exam is underway, and our first contestant is Seaman Second Class, Russell Duncan. Russell Duncan of Wichita, Kansas. All right, now listen, Russell Duncan. C.B. Clark Dresser, somewhere in Australia, says one of the newcomers here at the base wanted to send his girl a present that would be rather typical of Roosevelt Base. So he said, I think I'll send her some perfume, but I don't know just which scent to choose. Do you think it should be What was that?
Little White Gardenia.
He says, you think the scent should be Little White Good Gardenia, or do you think it would be better if I sent her some perfume a la... Maybe if I sent some perfume a la...
One Dozen Roses.
Well, one of his buddies, who was an old-timer here at the base, said, look, kid, if you want to send her a scent typical of the fragrance that blows in here from the cannery, send her a bottle of... Three little fishes, and that's a whale of a good idea, too. All right. And now, here we go with signalman first class. Oh, you're a signalman, huh?
Right.
Is that what you mean? Signalman first class, J.D. Byers, is that right? Byers, of Corpus Christi, Texas. All right, now listen, J.D., J.D., one of the greatest names of our Navy was John Paul Jones. So Ann Anderson of Alameda, California, wants to see how well you know some other Joneses. What Jones plays like this? He's got it. Hold it right there.
Spike Jones,
that's right. What Jones was a master at swing? I mean, swinging a golf club. Oh, shush. Boy, you're the...
Bobby Jones.
Bobby Jones is right. What Jones in a song was named for a leader of our country?
Franklin
D. Roosevelt. Jones. That's right. That's tough, isn't it? That's right. Say, what is meant by keeping up with the Joneses?
Oh, just to live as well as your neighbor.
That's exactly correct. Absolutely. Live as well as your neighbor. Here is Signalman First Class. This is Signalman First Class, Fred Neal of Minneapolis, Minnesota. sir, and I might add in passing, there's a lot of service stripes and stars shown on the chests of these guys up here, and we're mighty proud to have you with us. Say, Fred, Clara Waters of Baltimore, Maryland says, Uncle Sam's Blue Jackets, who manned the Navy small craft, are known around the world as...
It isn't some kind of Marines, is it?
No, 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 no. It's called the American something. American students! The American Patrol, that's right. Now, speaking of patrols, which of these are movies? Dawn Patrol, Shore Patrol, Lost Patrol, or Highway Patrol? Huh?
Dawn Patrol.
Dawn Patrol? And one other one. Is it Shore Patrol, Lost Patrol, or Highway Patrol?
Lost Patrol.
Lost Patrol, that's right. Say, if an SP and a sailor were starred in a picture, what would the title be?
I don't know.
Frankenstein meets the Wolfman.
Very good. First winner, Beth.
The first winner, and he is the winner of the first round with a perfect score all the way. He's not contestant with one or three, but number two, J.D. Byers of Corpus Christi, Texas. Sir, my brother, you really batten down your hat. Kicking it around. Solid, boys. How wonderful. You were glistening and we were listening. Now, thanks, gang, very much. Bye-bye.
Let's start round two exams. These men want to try for those first prize clams.
Just a second, Professor. I ain't finished my essay about insects.
All right, insects, continue.
Yeah, you know the insects.
What is insects? What are insects? Come on now, what are they?
That's the study of etymology.
Ish. It's entomology, not etymology. E-N-T, ent.
Well, I was going to talk about all insects, not just the ent. Like for instance, the bee.
The bee?
Yeah, bee like in bonnet.
I don't get it.
If you had a bee in your bonnet, you'd get it. Now you take mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes bite a lot more south of the equator.
Why?
Probably on account of there's so much more to bite south of the equator.
All right, I get the point. But, East, tell me something. where do termites go when they die? Now, that's something really worth knowing.
What's the matter? Don't you feel well?
I feel...
I feel fine. Now, forget it.
Well, now we come to the cricket. Now, crickets usually leave home when they're very young.
Yes.
Even when they're in the larva stage.
Larva stage, yes.
Now, this makes the mother cricket feel pretty blue.
Mm.
She misses her larva. So she just sits around all day singing.
Singing what?
Larva, come back to me!
The first second round is
Yeoman Third Class, Bob Scrivener,
huh?
Of Inglewood, Colorado. Is that right? Inglewood, Colorado. All right, now listen, Bob. Bob, this one from Sergeant Newton Jeffrey Station in Italy is about a sailor who took a young lady for a midnight motorboat ride. It was so romantic on this motorboat ride that the gal said... What is that?
Why can't this moon go on forever?
Why can't this night go on forever? That's what he said. He said it. He's just got a Colorado accent. That's all.
Yes, sir.
He said when it gets time to go to bed, they sir turn out the loon. That's what he said. Now listen, Bob. That's right. Why can't this night go on forever? Well, the sailor said to the gal, he says, it's cold out here. If we stay down there on this lake forever, you would turn... turn deep purple. She said, no, I wouldn't. You're just bashful like all sailors. That's what it is. She said, I could keep warm if you'd...
Cuddle up a little closer.
What?
Cuddle up a little closer.
That's right. And the sailor said, well, I'm not. And if you think I am, you are foolish. I'll stomp my little foot and stay where I am. You can bet me he didn't say that. All right, here is Specialist A, Charles Douglas of Los Angeles, California.
Hey!
Charlie Douglas, so you know that man in California who's from Los Angeles. Well, that's wonderful. Say, Charlie, Corporal Joseph Serminaro, Corporal Jones, somewhere in Egypt, he thinks we'd better point out that quite a few terms in baseball are also musical terms. Now, I'll just describe a baseball play, and you pick out four musical terms from what I described. Now, here we go. There's a man on first base. With the pitch, he started to run in rhythm for second. In order to beat the throw, he had to slide. He pulled a cord in his leg. He thought it was a minor thing, but it really was major, because they had to take him out when his run would have tied the score. Isn't that cute? Four musical terms.
Pitch.
Pitch, that's one, that's fine.
Bass.
Bass, that's two.
Rhythm.
Rhythm, that's three.
Major.
That's right. What goes with major?
A minor.
Absolutely, that's fine. I'd only asked for four. I got five, and there's plenty more in there. Thank you. Here is musician second class. Well, hello, it's musician second class, my old colleague, Bill Roberts of Los Angeles also. Bill Roberts. Bill, let me see you again. Say, Bill. Bill, here are two songs that sound almost alike. Now, Leona Wood of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, I want you to listen closely and give us the names of both of the songs. The names of them.
Goody Goody and,
Yes, Goody and Goody, and what was the first one?
Let me see now.
Yes, did you ever hear on the...
Pete, go tweet, tweet, tweet,
what's the name of the song?
Did you ever hear Pete go tweet, 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 on his piccolo? No.
Look, Bill, it's two words.
The title
is two words.
Two words.
And Pete is the last one.
Did you ever hear Pete?
That's four words. Student! Piccolo Pete.
Oh,
Bill. Well, now, speaking of piccolo, here's one right here. We're going to play the same song over again, and every time the orchestra stops, we would like for you to imagine that you are Piccolo Pete and give us a little tweet on the piccolo. Isn't that sweet?
I warn you, I can't play this.
Well, I warn you, I knew it before I handed it to you.
All right.
Captain Bill's a swell musician. I don't think he'll ever make a bosun's mate, though, do you? I don't get a thing out of that. You'll never be able to pipe him over the side, Bill. All right.
Second winner, Pat.
The second winner. That's right. The winner of the second round is, with a perfect score all the way, contestant number two, Charlie Douglas of Los Angeles.
Here's the first top blue jacket.
Well, fine, Dean. Let's see which one lands in the winning bracket. Now, here's signalman first class J.D. Byers of Corpus Christi, Texas, who won the first round with a perfect score. Now, Peter Doherty of Kansas City, Missouri, says this is one of the best loved of all mother songs. Got it.
Mother McCrae.
Mother McCrae, that's right. Now, will you distinguish between Whistler's Mother and Mother of Pearl? Whistler's Mother.
That's a painting.
A painting, that's right. A very famous painting. That's right. And Mother of Pearl. What is Mother of Pearl?
That's on the inside of an oyster shell.
Well, yes, several kinds of seashells contain, from the inside of the shell, a substance which is called Mother of Pearl. That's very correct. You're certainly on the beam so far. And now, here we go with special day Douglas Charlie Douglas of Los Angeles, who won the second round with a perfect score. Now, Charlie, Mrs. High Davis of Suffolk, Virginia, says among the childhood memories we cherish most, they are the ones of Mother. Now, listen and tell us the name of this beautiful song. That's right. Hold it right there. M is for the million things and so forth. Spells out the word mother. That's correct. Now, in the comic strip, what's the name of little Abner's mother? Is it Olive Oil, Pansy Yoakum, Maggie Jiggs?
Pansy Yoakum.
Pansy Yoakum. Can you name another song for us with either mother, mom, or ma in its title?
Dear Mom.
Dear Mom, that's a very pretty one, too.
All right, Mom's making eyes at me. Lots of them. Now, signal to first-class J.D. Byers of Corpus Christi, here's your last question. Lieutenant Wynn Smart, somewhere in the Pacific, says if you're a son or a daughter of Old Erin or a wearer of the green, this should be your favorite song. Pretty boys, but hold it right there.
Does your mother come from Ireland?
That's right. Say, there's a famous radio character whose mother always calls him this way, and you tell us how he answers her. Henry!
Yes, Mother.
What?
Yes, Mother.
Oh, no, no.
Come
Shooter.
In, Mother.
Yeah, come yeah. Wait, he beat the bell. That's right, that's right. Thank you. Oh, he got all nervous over that, didn't he? Say, can you name a famous mammy singer?
Al Jolson.
Who's that?
Al Jolson.
That's right. He made the song Mammy famous. That's right. That's right. And many others. That's right. Thank you very much. Al Jolson, the famous man. Now we go with Charlie Douglas for your last question. Hey, Charlie, who is the famous mother of all nursery rhymes?
Old Mother Hubbard.
Well, no. Of all nursery rhymes. That's in one. That's in the nursery rhyme about the went to the cupboard. Students! Mother Goose. Say, Babette Blankfield of Fort Arthur, Texas, says that this song describes the mother in the painting Whistler's Mother. Listen. That's it. Boy, he's got it.
Little old lady.
Yes, sir, little old lady.
Professor?
That's right. The winner with a perfect score all the way is J.D. Byers of Corpus Christi, Texas. Ah, yes, sir, J.D. Say, J.D., for having a perfect score all the way, you not only get a first prize of a $50 war bond, but for having a perfect score, you get an additional $25 bond, or $75 in all. And to number two, we give you this $25 bond. The remaining quartet don't go away yet, because 10 in stamps you each get.
I know that you know.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.